Guatemala finds itself unprepared for the perfect storm. A little-known cyclone devastates India, and a ministry gets ready for a trip that will bring the New Testament to life. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tropical Storm Agatha set off floods and landslides in Guatemala a day after Mount Pacaya erupted. These two disasters prompted the presidential declaration of a state of calamity. Buckner International's Jeff Jones says their work isn't negatively affected.
We have staff that's there year-round trying to do ministry work to the least and the lost, and they will continue to do that.
The direct impact comes in a drop in manpower. Short-term teams are rescheduling or diverting. Jones says they had to reroute 8 interns bound for Guatemala.
They're going to go serve in Honduras for the month. It was just at the advice of our Guatemalan staff that they had plenty to do to try to take care of those that are in our reach.
Since 2002, Buckner's approach has been about the whole person.
They see that you're meeting their needs, that you care about them with not an ulterior motive or an agenda. And God does provide opportunities to share our faith.
You can help provide change for the better in Guatemala. Our website has links to the hows and wheres. Meanwhile, Cyclone Layla hit Andhra Pradesh, India hard in late May, killing 23 people and displacing 50,000. Bright Hope International President Craig Dyer says, despite large amounts of devastation, the tragedy has been widely missed.
It's one of those cyclones that hasn't really made much of a spark in the international news setting, but for the lives of the people that are there, they've lost homes and businesses, and people are in desperate need.
Reports indicate homes and items that bring in income, like sewing machines, have been destroyed. Bright Hope is providing some relief in that area and is excited for the chance to share the gospel. But what can you do?
Pray. Boy, if you are a prayer warrior, or you could just spend a couple minutes praying for people in India today or over the next few months, would you please pray?
Go to our website for information on how to join Bright Hope's India prayer team and to learn more about little-known Cyclone Layla. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Ugandan parliament has allowed its government to acquire almost $200 million U.S. dollars in loans to reduce poverty. Such a need is so overwhelming, it's hard to fathom. Dr. Max Lang of Child Care Worldwide visited Uganda in early May. He says still he can't forget one family.
I have seen much poverty in the 30 years of the existence of our ministry, but this is one of those stories which really moves you because it is so heartbreaking.
For the last month, Child Care Worldwide has helped Florence and her 5 kids with food and the hope of Christ, but they still need a home and support so the kids don't have to work and can go to school.
I wish I could show pictures of this to our listeners and give them some inclination of what it must be like. But I would like to ask our listeners to step forward and consider sponsoring one of those lovely children.
Meanwhile, recent high-profile adoptions are slowly raising awareness of the 5 million orphans and vulnerable children in Ethiopia. To house these kids, orphanages have cropped up with as many as 7 to a city. However, Bethany Christian Services sees these as only a temporary solution. Allying U.S. and Ethiopian churches, they're helping kids find loving families, caring communities, and the hope of Christ. Involve your church in this cooperation by checking out our website. And much of early church history took place in Turkey. Paul traveled there in his missionary journeys. In Antioch, Jesus' followers were called Christians. Plus, John wrote to churches there in Revelation. Well, this fall, you can join ION Network on their trip to the country as they visit the ruins of each of the 7 churches of Revelation, sharing the message they have for the church today. You'll also meet modern Turkish Christians keeping the faith as a minority. Visit our website for an itinerary and application. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, just call us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to our website, which is missionnetworknews.org, to sign up for free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go there to not only find Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.